Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Hey, what's up? It is Lost Zane Recordings Free View Time. Here we go from my radio days at 107.3 WBBL. Give you a little taste of the full show that we did. I've been releasing them in order. Okay. On my Patreon, from the first show that I did in April 2016 all the way to the bitter ugly end in January. I think it was January, what was it? I don't know, it doesn't matter. January whatever, 2019. And all of those in between. Okay, we're at December 2016 right now. Ben has just been dealt into the team. Julius has not yet decided to quit. And there you go. Enjoy this free view. You can get the full show, patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's my Patreon where I put a ton of content up there. If you like my free podcast, that is a terrific accompaniment for it. Gives you about an extra 15 hours of stuff to listen to each and every week so you don't get bored, okay? 15 hours in addition to the 10 or so that I put out on the free podcast each and every week. That's a lot. That's a lot of yapping. $5 a month is all the audio on the Patreon. $10 a month is all the audio, the video, and the live streams. It includes a Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, Lost Zane Recordings, daily Patreon bonus, Insane Asylum, and Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia. Wow. Oh, not to mention, I just added a new segment called Radio Behind the Curtain. I can't really get into exactly what that is, but it is a video segment, which occasionally I'll throw the audio up too, of, I can't even say. But it's there. It's part of what you subscribe for, what you subscribe to. Okay. Anyway, I've babbled on long enough. Enjoy this free view of the Lost Zane Recordings.
Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show. Good morning, morning. As good as Monday can be. It's cold as hell. The 19th of December, 2016. Show number 173 has begun. It's 12 degrees outside right now. Feels like zero. With a breeze blowing at 9 miles an hour. Today, a high of 16, low of 10. Warming up for Tuesday with a high of 28. Looking like some snow, possibly, for Wednesday and Thursday. You know how it is. Not clear as to how much, but it could happen. Chances increase the closer you get to the lakeshore. Welcome in, Julius. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Friday we got, was it Friday we got snow or Saturday we got snow?
It was I think it was neither. I think it was neither of those days. Well, we got a little bit on Saturday. I don't remember anything on Friday.
When did we get all the snow?
Like a week ago? No, all the snow?
Because we got snow at the end of the week. I plowed it. We had it.
Oh,
I plowed it on Saturday.
I must not remember. I don't know. Yeah, I don't remember any kind of snow.
I know that things were a little dicey on Friday for sure. That's what we talked about on the air as people were making their commutes. Still, last night I was driving in from the Detroit area. It was, my God, as soon as you get to Lowell as you're coming across on 196, it quickly turned. It was just enough to be icy. So everybody slowed down dramatically. I didn't really see anything. I saw a couple spinouts. Not the end of the world. But I think because they were because there was like a winter storm or like a winter weather advisory and
yeah, we were supposed to get snow, but we never got the kind of snow they were telling us. We were going to get.
I kind of missed the mark. If you were shooting an arrow, if you by ever like used an arrow sound effect to indicate that you were how precise your weather report was, it would have indicated that you. Yeah. Yeah, I like that. We would have to have it just go. So I can't do it fast enough. It would have to be just do it. It just keeps sailing. And fire. Oh, damn it. All right. Enough of that.
That didn't do what I was expecting it to. But that's kind of what it was like.
What is this that I see here? I see a list of sounds that different shows have used in the past. Let's see.
I don't know all of these.
That one is dead.
What a maroon.
Okay, yeah. You're a big idiot.
What a maroon.
Now, I didn't put any of these in. Bong hit. Hold on a second. I'm screwing all this up.
You know what a bong hit looks
like. Sure. What it sounds like. Yeah, that's good, too. We can use that.
That could be when the managers are walking around the floor.
That could be what now? I'm sorry.
When the managers are walking around the floor. It's Godzilla.
I like it.
Boo!
Okay. The crowd is upset.
Boo!
Build some anticipation. That's it?
Yeah.
All right.
It's disheartening, isn't it?
Hey, Ben, come on in here. We had a meeting before the show started that we want to bring Ben in, actually in the studio with us, to start the show. This is in an effort to get you kind of familiar with Ben, who's brand new to the show. So you don't need headphones. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You're massively unprepared, but you don't need headphones. It's no big deal. Welcome in, buddy.
How's it going?
So we just wanted to bring you in here. Julius came up to me and said, hey, let's invite Ben in for the first break and just kind of help set the table with him.
Okay.
So how's it been going so far, Ben? How do you feel how this is unfolded for you?
I feel good.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, you had a busy weekend, I'm sure. Did you get anything done?
I had family stuff.
Family stuff.
I had two friends' birthdays to celebrate on Saturday. Both turned 30, and then I had family stuff on Sunday.
Everybody lives in West Michigan.
Yes.
You grew up here.
Yes.
What part of town?
I guess west side of Grand Rapids.
Okay. Ben is the new guy. When you call the show, you'll talk to Ben.
Yes.
Have you had any weird interactions with anyone on the phone that have been like, oh, God, I'm just going to keep that to myself?
No, not really. Not yet.
Anybody said, like, welcome, surprise. You're doing a good job, anything like that? Because
I've had a couple of those, yeah.
You've been doing very well on the podcast. I don't think we've really had any glitches or anything like that.
We haven't had some in a couple months.
It's weird. It's weird. It seemed like it was impossible, that job.
Yeah, it did.
For a while, it seemed like that was about as hard as brain surgery. one would venture to guess that you've somehow managed to keep it all in check without screwing it up. So you must be a genius.
I guess, yeah.
Well, gentlemen, I wanted to tell you that today started off very, very poorly in the Eric Zane household.
Why is that?
Well, because there was a contest that happened. What I discovered this morning is that...
Oh, can I guess?
Yes.
Which dog let out a steamer or more of one?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me back up. Apparently, Daisy and O'Neill, you're right, this is dog related.
Of course.
Well, apparently, when they went to bed, O'Neill is in a crate, okay? Because I don't trust him, and I'm afraid he's going to get into something and eat something or whatever. Or it's just,
yeah.
And Daisy is not. Now, Daisy's been under the weather the last couple of days. So she, like 2 days earlier, she did have an accident. But apparently that brought on a little bit of rivalry between the two. Because when they went to bed last night, this conversation must have taken place. Hey, let's see who can crap the most. And Daisy woke up and went, all right, here we go. And then she assumed the position in the middle of the night. And she went, boom, I'm on the board. And then O'Neal was looking upset. Like in competition, you know, like if Aaron Rodgers and Matt Stafford are in a game, they're probably going to, they really want to perform well for their team.
Right.
The two leaders. Well, O'Neal, like a true champion, said, yeah, okay, fine. I got your number two. And in the corner of the crate, yeah. Now, there you go. Now, these are not normal things that happen. These look, you ever like go to the store and get like pudding?
Oh, God.
Okay.
So I've gotten pudding before.
It's tied at one. And then probably sometime in the middle of the night, shortly thereafter, Daisy went, oh, yeah? Well, I'll see that, and I'll raise you. So, as we move into the early morning hours.
The fourth quarter.
Daisy's leading 2-1 late. Well, O'Neal said, uh-huh, yeah.
I got you.
And, boom, we're tied. We are tied heading to overtime.
Oh, boy.
Well, Daisy's like, well, I have no more bullets. But O'Neal said, that's too bad for you, because I got plenty of bullets. Except these bullets were liquid and brown.
Oh.
They weren't at all like bullets. And O'Neal takes the lead. And they're probably like, man, this is great. What a competition. What do you got, Daisy? I'm leading 3-2.
Hey, friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
And Daisy had nothing. But O'Neill said, you know, I don't have anything either, man.
I got a
But you know what I can do? I can walk around in this and lay in it. And that's good. That's
he's padding
like,
the lead.
Yes, it is padding. And that's like another one. So now it's 4-2. Now, I told myself before I went to bed, set your alarm early because you know the dogs haven't been feeling well in case this happens. And then I promptly forgot. So I woke up as I normally do, which means if there's anything going on, I don't have any time to clean it.
Right.
And we're way up on the upstairs, and I opened the door to my bedroom. The dogs are down the stairs in the other side of the house in a closed room. I open up my bedroom door, and the cat boxes are there. And I go, oh, okay, well, so the cat must have, okay, no big deal. I go, but it just, it had a certain
stench,
feel of dog to it. But I couldn't quite place it. I didn't even think about that for a second. I didn't even think about it at all. So, well, now if you're walking down the stairs away from the cat box, the vapors will be thinner as you're going down the steps. And by the time you get down the steps, it's gone.
Yeah.
Crazily, I'm thinking, the smell is intensifying. And I went, by the time I got to the bottom of the steps, I said, oh, boy. Uh-oh.
Took you that long to figure it out?
It did. So then, well, it's early. I'm just waking up. I walk through the front door area. I'm in the kitchen. And now it's like, oh, okay. All right. This is going to be bad. I get to the door of the laundry room. I open it up. Daisy's upset. And
well, she lost, right?
Yes, she is. She's upset because she lost. And I go, oh, you poor thing. I'm so sorry. Well, no big deal because this is a tile floor. Accidents happen, not the end of the world. I haven't even looked at O'Neill yet. O'Neill doesn't even look like a dog anymore.
Oh, geez.
It's the Gila monster.
He is. It doesn't even look like he has fur. It looks like he has brown armor. And I go, oh, no, my God. And I'm like, well, you won. Congratulations. And then I close the door. And then I go, well,
I don't have time for this.
I have no time for this.
Diana.
So I turned around. I walked back upstairs. I go, hey. She's like, did Daisy poo? I go,
a little.
I go, worse. She goes, twice. I go, guess again. She goes, O'Neill? Oh, O'Neill pooped. I go, well, Daisy did poop.
Getting warmer.
And so did O'Neill. Oh, I go, many times. And he's using the poo as a bed right now. Right now. It was so bad. I didn't even want to let him out of the crate. I wanted her to lift it up and walk outside with me yeah. and then open it up. I mean, I've never...
I would have just hosed him down inside the crate at that point.
It was so bad. Oh, my gosh. All right, O'Neill. Yeah, let him... He goes outside. It's like, why even let him outside? He doesn't have to go. His dogs don't have to go to the bathroom. I owe my wife dinner. And probably a lot more than that. Because... she had to get up when I got up, or thereabout, and clean this catastrophe up.
You know, she's having a great time right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, she didn't get back to bed. There's no way. So,
you know, you have to take a shower after that.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. What?
Oh, God.
Oh, geez. But she handled it well. And I was like, well, okay. All right, I got my coffee here.
See you guys later.
Hey, I got to go.
Oh, my gosh. What is that?
Round two later, right?
God, I don't know what the hell they get into. Can dogs get... Can they be... They can be sick, can't they? Yeah. They can, of course they can.
Good question.
They can get, like, colds or flu, can't they?
I believe so.
Yeah, I'd assume so.
I don't know what the hell happened, but... oh, my God. Today we got something cool because we've teamed up with a company called Michigan Office Solutions. Who they're what they do is obviously Xerox copiers, and they're big sponsors of the Lions, the Red Wings, the Pistons, the Griffins, and the Drive. And they have tickets for all these teams. And they I was approached Friday by Shelly Berniker, who works for MOS. And she said that they want to be involved in this show, giving all these tickets away on a regular basis.
Wow.
Now, just so you know, the Griffins tickets that they have for us to give away for the rest of the season are in the spot on the ice to watch where you're in the Griffins are in the attack zone twice. And they have two sets of seats, either a pair two rows from the glass, or a pair three rows from the glass. Nice. So right up front. But they also have, we have tickets for the rest of the Drive games from them, which are in at the suite level. Now, the suite level for the Drive games are right behind the scorer's table and all around the net, or all around the court, there are tables set up where there's waitresses coming, and you sit around a table. Okay. And they have, like, you know, you can get drinks and stuff like that.
And they can heckle you while you're doing the game. Awesome.
So we have literally every day for the rest of those two seasons, the Griffins and the Drive tickets for all those compliments of them. Being that they also work with the Red Wings, the Lions, and the Pistons periodically, and no set timetable for this, they have tickets for all of those teams. And today, Shelly is bringing in Ralph Slider, who's the president of this Michigan company, Michigan Office Solutions, to come in and kick off the partnership. And he's bringing Red Wings tickets with him for, I forget what game it was, but he has two Red Wings tickets that are just terrific seats for the Red Wings for the final season at the Joe. And so he'll be in the 8 o'clock hour. So right at around 8:30, we're going to give away those Red Wings tickets with them. And what we're going to do is we're going to play the Eric Zane Show Clues and Categories game. And since Ralph is here, Ralph is going to be describing giving the clues for one of the lists. He'll be paired up with a listener. That listener, if Ralph wins, will get the tickets. Ralph's opponent will be Ben.
Oh, boy.
Now, listen.
I caught him off guard.
Yeah.
Ben freaks out all the time. We need look no further than on, if you could grab Friday's show, go to the shared audio, Eric Zane Production, open that up, and then yank the last time Ben was put on the hot seat. And it was absolutely remarkable. So, Ben, I don't know if you had been put in a position where you had to scramble. It's right near the bottom. Where this is Ben from last week on Friday, when we asked him about what he thought about the Lions having a chance to win that game at the Giants, because Ben had been paying attention. Ben, your thoughts on this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. that was spectacular, ladies and gentlemen. So, yeah, Ben, what do you think? You think the Lions are going to win at New York? Ben, your thoughts on this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just so you know, Ben's hot pick for the Lions.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like my favorite part was the...
Oh, yeah. He's grabbing the microphone. He's like getting it ready for his hot take. And okay, here it comes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you'll be playing the Eric Zane Show Clues and Categories game with us.
That's good.
And if the listener gets you,
they will lose.
They will lose. Ralph's never played. He doesn't
know. So it's not, right. Not like he listens to the show, right?
I don't know. He might. I don't know.
Well, they signed on with us, so he definitely didn't listen.
Now, come on, please. You know, I mean, are you serious? So, whoops. Somebody, what happened? Oh, did Siri just start talking to us?
I think he's like, yes.
So that'll be in the 8 o'clock hour, right around 8:30. TSO tickets, we'll keep it simple, at about 7:25 when we play 5 and 10. And there are a lot of amazing stories to cover in the news today. Boy, I don't even know where to begin with them. I guess we'll take it as it comes and get to it a little bit later on. Some amazing stories in the news. Why does someone, whose phone keeps going crazy?
That's you. I don't have an iPhone.
Is that mine?
Yeah.
I don't even know where my phone is right now, frankly. Oh. Apparently, Siri thought I said, Siri, just answer yes. So that'll be off India o'clock already on the 30th. So tickets, keep it simple, at about 7:25. And we play 5 and 10. And there are a lot of amazing stories to cover in the news today.
Him, that's pretty good.
Him and a boy in the world to take it as it comes. And she said, I'm not sure I understand.
Yeah, nobody does.
Let's see. Coming up in just a few short minutes at 6:26, the Drive were in action for two games over the weekend. And there were some amazing things that happened, both on the court and off. We'll tell you about them next. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings. If you liked it, check out the full show, patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's it. Thank you. Bye-bye.